Dancing with a risen ghost. It's a dance with a risen Christ. The Holy Ghost gives life to dry bones. We talk about the power of God. Imagine a valley full of dry bones. When the breath of God moves, those bones become flesh and become a mighty army. That's what we're talking about here. We want the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead to move us like never before. Whenever we say we're dancing with a risen ghost, we mean letting the Holy Spirit lead us in celebration and power. The risen Christ invites us close. The Holy Ghost fills us so we can move freely in faith, hope, and love. It's not about perfect steps or fancy routines. Think about the excitement in the early church. People felt the wind of the Spirit. They spoke boldly. They saw miracles. That same Spirit lives today. He brings life where things feel dead. Maybe your prayers feel dry. Maybe your joy seems gone. He breathes life into everything. When something looks finished, He makes it new. Here's a picture of freedom. When the Spirit moves, heaviness lifts. Chains break. People praise like they've never done before. It's casual, real, and full of energy. No stiff religion, just a relationship with a living God. The risen Christ triumphs. His Spirit empowers us to run, walk, and dance in His presence. The Bible shows this pattern over and over. A dry valley turned into living warriors when Ezekiel saw the dry bones. He spoke as God told him. Sinews formed. Flesh appeared. Breath came to. That's exactly what the Holy Ghost does in us. He revives. He restores. He makes us dance again. After Jesus rose, the Spirit came at Pentecost. Flames, wind, languages, power. The believers couldn't stay still. They spilled into the streets. You can have the same joy now. The risen Ghost wants you to partner with Him. When the Spirit leads, worship turns into dance. When we sing, we move. Prayer becomes delight. Service feels light because His strength carries us. The Holy Ghost reminds us that death lost its sting. Death couldn't hold Him in the grave. He couldn't hold the things He touched in our lives either. You aren't alone in your dry place. The Spirit who raised Christ lives in you. He brings life to dry bones. He calls you to move with Him. Step out in faith. Lift your hands. Let praise flow. Dance with the risen Ghost and see what happens. The beauty is how personal it gets without being complicated. The Holy Ghost knows your name. He sees every tired place. He breathes. Strength returns. Hope rises. Joy bubbles up. It's the normal Christian life. Not boring routine, but vibrant partnership with the living God. People get transformed. Communities feel the impact when churches welcome the Spirit. Open your heart. Let the Holy Ghost fill you. Let Him lead the dance. The risen Christ already did the hard part. He defeated death. Let us celebrate and move forward in that victory now. Play music that lifts your spirits. Read until it burns inside. Pray until you feel His presence. Then let movement follow. It might be clapping, swaying, or full-on joyful dancing, but the point is to respond to the One who gives life. There are different kinds of dry bones. Lost dreams. Broken relationships. Fading faith. The Holy Ghost can fix it all. He specializes in impossible turnarounds. Trust Him. Speak His word over those places. Dancers who dance with the risen Spirit carry hope everywhere. They encourage others. They pray with power. They live expectantly. This is not hype. It's biblical reality. Put on your favorite worship song. Raise your voice. Move your feet. Let the Holy Spirit lead. The risen Christ smiles at this kind of celebration. Dry bones are turning into dancing warriors. Join the movement.